this brand new game. It's a computer game. And it's kind of like the Hunger Games. It's called the Upsilon Circuit. And basically, when you're killed playing this game, you're never allowed to play the game ever again. It's like a real life Hunger Games. Now, to talk about this, we've got gamer, comedian, and Pokemon enthusiast. Remember that? Davey Riley here is here to tell us all about the Hunger Games of computer games. Hey, Davey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for crediting me as professional gamer.
I know.
That was a stretch.
A professional Pokemon player is what I really meant to say.
If somebody wants to pay me to do that, I will not say no to that.
Pokemon, seriously, come on, you still playing that game?
Absolutely am.
Is that your first ever computer game and... You never really changed the love.
It was the first one I really got into. Like, there was the one that I stayed up all night playing on a Game Boy Color with no backlight, just breaking my eyes. Probably the reason I have to wear glasses now. Just trying to strain my eyes playing Pokemon.
Do you find that being a gamer, the first game that you ever played, you have fond memories of, and would your friends say the exact same thing for your first ever real game that you loved?
Yeah, everyone sort of seems to have games that they played when they were real young that... Now might not be great, but it's just because it's the first one. I think the first one apart from Pokemon, would have been a game called Comic Zone. That's fine. That is only okay. But just because it was the first one I had access to, I adore it.
Okay.
So it sort of holds a special place.
There's the Upsilon Circuit. This is a brand new game from the studio Robot Loves Kitty.
Yep.
And it has no, what is it called? Respawns.
Yeah.
What are they?
So in a game, if you die, you respawn. That is just when your character comes back to life and you start from whatever point, checkpoint or save point.
I sound like such a gamer there that asking that question,
oh,
didn't
prominent.
I? Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Like absolutely. My favourite game was Aladdin on the Sega Mega Drive.
That's
as far as back I go.
It's definitely a game, I'll give it that much. So essentially the concept behind Upsilon Circuit is that permadeath exists. So once you die, you're dead.
So hang on. So I get, like, I'm the sort of person when I play, say, FIFA, I'm the person that scores an own goal. And even though you can't even do that properly, I'm the person that does that on computer games.
Right.
I'm not a very, very good gamer, right?
Yeah.
So if I was to play a game and I was going to get killed, which is inevitable with my crap gaming skills, I would only ever be able to play this game once because they're not allowed back in.
No, you play it once. So you pay to play the game.
Yeah.
And only 8 players can play at any one time. So there's, like Call of Duty, there could be hundreds of instances of a game happening, but for Upsilon Circuit, there is a single server.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 teams of 4. And once you die, you die. So it's just 2 teams trying to find some crystals. Very standard video game sort of fare there. But I guess the selling point behind it is that it's all about the spectators. So it's nearly a game that has been made to be watched.
Okay.
So the idea is that people pay to then watch the game being played, and then they can root for their favorite players to create like a celebrity, sort of like the Hunger Games.
How it people, is exactly, yeah. isn't it?
So they can cheer on their favorite characters, and then they can even buy items to help their favorite characters. But if they don't like somebody, they can also pay for monsters to get dropped in to try to kill their favorite character,
okay.
or their least favorite, rather.
This is bizarre, but also possibly the future. What would you be, a spectator or a player, Davey?
I would play it, and I'm not good at games. For the amount of time I put into them, I'm not good at games at all. I would play it and then I would die and I'd get too bitter to even watch it. I'd be like, no, stay to this game.
That's exactly what I would do. I'd be like, this game is crap. It's like just going and taking your ball and not watching, isn't it?
The game's broken, it's not me. So when someone dies, one of the spectators is randomly chosen and then they get to play the game.
Even if they don't want to?
No, you'd watch it to play.
Okay.
The idea. So you sort of there's a queuing system, but they also will choose people if they're... enthusiastic spectators might have a better chance of getting picked.
So if you, like, with the gaming community, are they enthusiastic about this Upsilon Circuit sort of game?
Yeah, so a recent example of something like this would be, there's a website called Twitch, and it's a streaming website where people just put up videos of them playing video games live, and people can comment and watch. And some people develop huge fan bases and can do this professionally, just play video games and make money off ad revenue, which is astounding. But recently, a guy, just to bring it back to Pokemon, coded a version of Pokemon.
Of course, you have to bring it back to Pokemon.
I mean, you agreed not to. And what the way he had the game working was that people in the chat room, all of their comments controlled the player. So there was the little Pokemon character, your little man, walking around, but the commands were all entered by thousands of people all going up, left, right.
And how does it go through, though? How do they get the commands randomly?
So people were just entering them and it would respond in kind. So
it did crazy stuff.
Yeah, they managed to clear every Pokemon game as a hive mind, effectively. And at any one moment, there was 80,000 people watching.
Wow.
And I think about 10% of those were actually playing. So we've had 8,000 people playing it at any time. So there is a market for this kind of spectator-based gaming.
Okay, so spectator-based gaming, like Upsilon Circuit. Producer Al was telling me earlier on about like virtual reality gaming is really going to be some kind of coming to fruition now in the future too. Yeah. How do you feel about these sort of games? Or would you, do you like these sort of games? Or do you prefer, let's go back to Pokemon again?
Yeah. I'm my background would be in computer science. And for my thesis, actually, I made a virtual reality game. I made an immersive Elizabethan-themed educational game.
Wow.
I mean, the feasibility chapter was just, nope, not feasible at all. But I am interested in that sort of virtual reality immersive gaming. So this I'm quite interested in from the game mechanics point of view. There will always be a place for more simple games like FIFA, say, just so you can pick up, play with your friends. Things like Call of Duty that are a little more on the rails, just get from A to B and complete these goals rather than all of these new complicated game mechanics that are sort of testing the medium, I guess, would be a nice way to put it.
Like, I have to say, like, for somebody, I'm not a gamer, but I know so many people who are a gamer. I'm more of a spectator, and sometimes, as I do say, like, you know, I would give it a go, but I'm completely terrible, and I frustrate a lot of people because my coordination skills are not, I can't even tell if my left or my right, so that's not going to happen.
It's a strong start. Yeah.
It's not a very strong start at all, is it? So, but a game like the Upsilon Circuit, like this, is so interesting to me.
Yeah, so I think the idea behind it is they want to monetize trolling, effectively. So the idea that people annoy people for fun. So they want to... So, because that
sounds like my sort of game.
That happens online anyway. People are always just annoying other people just for the sake of it. So this crowd that have made up Upsilon Circuit have decided, hey, why don't we just try to charge people for the privilege of doing that? So now, if you want to annoy somebody, you can be like, you know what, I'm going to pay X amount of dollars or euro and I'm going to get a really difficult monster and I'm going to put it in there and I'm going to make their next 20 minutes of the game really difficult.
It's so interesting.
It's quite coy, yeah.
It is coy and cunning. But listen, you're performing very soon.
I have a couple of stand-up gigs coming up. I'm in the Comedy Crunch in the Stag's Head on the 12th of this month and then in Chaplains next to Trinity College on the 16th and 17th.
And your Twitter handle is at Davey Riley.
It's at Davey Riley, yep.
And you'll find out more information there as well and probably look some Pokemon cards, swapping games and stuff like that, yeah.
All of those words, yeah.
Davey, thank you so much for telling us about this Upsilon Circuit. You never know, this could be the computer game that will get me into computer games, but I'm not so sure. Here's David Guetta.